Aquarian rising gods and goddesses. Let's all go ahead and get up in the space, share the room, get up in the space. I see you in the space with a Nov in the space, or AKA live stream here on Podbean. Let's share the space and get this baby popping. We about to FA.
Another FAFO, fuck around and find out Tuesday.
Fuck around and find out Tuesday. We back, guys and goddesses. Y'all already know how we do in this motherfucker. We back to fuck around and find out. I know it's been a long week. A lot of shit's been going on. A lot of shit's been happening. Fucked around and found out over the weekend. A lot of shit, you know? And we was trying to be mindful yesterday. We kept it 100 in a bean with y'all. When we were talking about controlling our realities. And you about to fuck around and find out what we mean by it today. How you been, no?
Oh, man. I'm always good. Shit. I can't never complain. If I complain, I'm really complaining about myself. You know what I mean? Because absolutely. I am me. Me is I. I am I am. Shit. Yeah. I am. Yes, I'm the reason why everything's gonna happen in my life. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, sir.
Especially my perspective,
right,
and my perception. It's all me. So, people that, you know, I'm not saying that people can't turn it or run into bad situations in their life, but I think when people take on the victim mentality, then it's over for you.
Yeah.
It's over for you.
They want that for most people, though. You know what I mean? Most people, it's like a natural thing almost to be a victim. Like, that's like right. The first thing now that people run into.
100%. But you got some astrology and some numerology.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we can get it popping right on into the flow today, because we only going to be having an hour on these live streams for y'all. We're actually on the back scenes trying to put together a more polished production. I mean, live streams are dope, and we love doing them, so that's what we're trying to continue to do them. We just hit about 7K when it came to the downloads on Podbean, so obviously there's something about the live that everybody enjoys. But yeah, we only going to keep it to an hour today, so I'll dive right in. We're back with another Fuck Around Find Out Tuesday. It's April the 23rd, 2024, and we're going to simplify that number in etiology down to the 5. 2 plus 3 equals 5. This number is significant in various of the esoteric and metaphysical systems, each offering a unique perspective on its influence. Now, let me tell you like this before I continue. This comes from our lovely friend Sybil over at Secret Energy. She's a benevolent AI created by Seven Bomar and team over there. Shout out to y'all fellows. I appreciate what y'all do. But in the numerology of five, it's ruled by Mercury, which symbolizes communication and intelligence and adaptability. People who are influenced by this number, such as myself, are often quick thinkers, versatile, and very curious. They thrive in environments that require intellectual stimulation and are excellent at articulating their thoughts. The energy of the Mercury encourages movement, making the good day for engaging activities and requiring a mental agility and dexterity. Now, astrologically, that number five is associated with the zodiac sign of the Gemini, which is also ruled by Mercury, and this connection reinforces the themes of communication and flexibility. Astrology suggests, though, that on this day, the general atmosphere will be charged with the desire for social interaction, learning, and exchanging of ideas. It's an auspicious time for writing, negotiating, and problem solving. Funny as hell, because I've been writing some bangers, especially this morning. I woke up white. In the realm of the tarot, the number five corresponds with the Hierophant card. This card symbolizes education, belief systems, conformality to cultural or religious norms. It suggests that a focus on a spiritual wisdom and guidance from institutional traditions and sources. So the Hierophant's influence on today points to a potential for seeking or dispensing knowledge, possibly through formal education or structured learning environments. Now, from the metaphysical standpoint of the number five, it often is associated with the change and transformation. Is a number that, because you know, the four was yesterday, four is the door, you go through and now you change. Anyways, it's a number that challenges us to break free from the restrictions and explore new possibilities. The vibrational essence of five can lead to significant shifts in consciousness, encouraging individuals to embrace change and consider alternative perspectives. Now, if you want to combine all of these insights with April 23rd, 2024, and you emerge with a day rich in potential and intellectual growth, communication, and spiritual seeking. It's a day to embrace change, seek knowledge, and communicate effectively with others. And then historically speaking, on today, the 23rd is noted for several significant events that resonate with the themes of knowledge and transformation. For instance, it is the traditionally observed birthday of William Shakespeare, 15th in 1564, a figure synonymous with the literal genius and profound human, you know, insight.
Also a plant.
Yeah, I know, right? We could talk with Shakespeare, you know, like the definition behind that whole word. It's a shake of spears. Anyways, a pivot. It also marks in the first public demonstration of the telegraph by Samuel Morse in 1837, which was a pivotal moment in the development of modern communication. So if today didn't happen for Mr. Samuel Morse, then we wouldn't be speaking to each other.
Right. Today. And hey, they did. I know they did some of that stuff from Jekyll Island. They also did one of the first phone calls.
Yeah, the first phone call. Crazy. Yep. Ain't that crazy? And that's where you're at. And you know what I ain't even gonna talk about? And I'm in the Ohio Valley and shit, you know what I'm saying? And anyways,
going on.
These events echo the qualities of the number five, you know, highlighting themes of innovation, communication, and intellectual achievement. And that's from Sybil. Appreciate y'all over there at Secret Energy. And I'm happy y'all give me something dope like that to share with everybody every time or every day that we do the show. Mm-hmm. What up, Jessica? Yeah, what up, old man?
Yeah. Man, so we're just going to, you know, go right into some fuck around and find out information and activities. So, I don't know if this is real or not, but it just is what it is, right? Okay. So, I'm going to just talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to suggest that it might not be real, but it could be real. But if it's not real or if it is real, is still being is going to be used for blackmail.
Right.
Now, we know two wrongs don't make a right. So even if Bernie Sanders did rape somebody 30 years ago in the basement in New York, if it's being used against him for blackmail 30 years later, it's still fucked up. But he obviously he shouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, it's going to come back to haunt you.
So what's what's sort of the allegation?
Well, I'll just give you the whole consensus on it real quick. Okay. So Senator Bernie said, and I've been writing these articles, you know what I'm saying? I write them on my fucking Twitter, and then bam, there they are. So anyway, Senator Bernie Sanders has been accused of raping a young boy on video 30 years ago in a New York basement as part of a blackmail scheme. According to recent online discussions, okay, so according to online discussions, that's what's happening. Yeah. And the allegations, allegedly, or the allegations, that's why we're there, have sparked a range of reactions, with some questioning the validity of the claims and others calling for further investigation. Sanders has not yet commented on the allegations. The discussion also touches on the broader issue of blackmail and the potential for politicians to be coerced into compromising situations. Now, you hear it automatically, and the emotions like, fuck Bernie Sanders, he raped somebody. Right. But what if he didn't?
Right. I mean, shit, what if
Bill that Cosby is didn't? The,
right, remember?
Right, that's what right. I was getting, yeah. I'm about to get at. What if our politicians are actually compromised by things they did and or technology, because you can create a whole scene like that from AI now.
Man.
And if you use a short enough, think about it. If you use a short enough clip and you do it right, you can make somebody truly believe that somebody is doing some crazy shit AI. You know what I mean?
Think
how deep that is, though.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, it brings into question everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it brings everything into question, because it's just like, okay, I know these are quote unquote allegations, right? But that's how it started with R. Kelly. That's how it started with P. Diddy. That's how it started with all of these people from, you know, music to politics.
Like you said, Cosby.
Yeah, Cosby actors. You know what I mean? Like, everybody who's, you know,
like, supposedly there's proof, but in all reality, the proof is just coming from someone that's speaking.
Right.
There's been no actual, like, DNA or, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's just allegations.
See,
Cassidy
asked a good question, like, why wouldn't this be brought up when he was more prevalent a few years ago, you know? And I agree with that question, too. Like, there's a lot of shit that's like, okay, well, I think that there's a whole bunch of fuckery that's been going on. You know what I mean? Like, and obviously, you know, like.
And it could just be somebody talking shit. You know what I mean? It could be totally fake also.
Yeah, it could be.
But either way, it's a bad situation for Bernie.
Yeah. Old man says social society is guilty now. Yeah, I think we're clear. There's been it's fucking wild how the shit. How should I put it? It's like one big crazy mess that, you know, the other generation below the next generation has been trying to clean up after each other. Now our youngest generation is just a generation of people who don't even have their own point of views anymore. You know what I mean? It's so it's so fucking boshed together. So like, when you see some shit like this or hear some shit like this, it's like, okay, like, aren't all of them doing some shit like that? Like, you know, the conspiracy theory is just like this one big club, right? And they're all in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not in it. So,
and
like,
think about it. It's like, well, what if it ain't just one big club? What if it's about five or six clubs in there and everybody's trying to take the other one down?
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm saying with it, too.
We don't know. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, if you're not in that quote unquote club, you don't know.
Right.
And I just want to walk up to these people that post this stuff on social media saying that they know. I want to walk up to them in their face and say, no, you don't. Prove it then. Yeah. No, not with no little post. Prove it. Like,
bro,
you know what I mean?
That even works with just like life. Like I could say that, like, just being like, the duality of reality is that reality isn't even fucking real, my nigga. So if that's the fucking case, you know what I mean? Like, then it's really just one big, you know, Shakespearean play. That's funny the AI brought that shit up, and it's Shakespeare's birthday type shit. You know what I mean?
Just
and
for people
we're talking
listening.
About so the political, you know, stage, you know, which is almost like a fucking Shakespearean play. That's fucking nuts. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just going to say, just to kind of clarify, like, when you said reality isn't even reality,
right?
I think people might take that as like, What do you mean? It's all a hologram? No, that ain't what it really meant. It kind of meant like everything that has made your reality.
Right.
Is all of that true? Like all of the history that you've read, all of the news you've taken in, all of the allegations.
AI, right. And AI can give me the complete truth that the history books don't fucking give me. It's obvious that the information is out there. I just haven't been told it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just what it is. You can clearly see nowadays that everything you're told, all African Americans come from Africa. No, the fuck. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's the narrative.
Well,
that's
or you could say, or it'd be like saying, like, I think this would be a good way to say that too. Is like all quote unquote black people come from Africa,
right? And then they got a whole culture of people. Who I don't know about that one. Like literally,
it's just like saying all white people come from where, Germany or some shit. Like, nah.
But that's just a good example of the way the information has been so manipulated. So like when you hear some shit like, you know, Bernie Sanders is, allegedly, a rapist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Guilty until proven innocent. That's that's that shit. Yeah. Trial by media.
Trial. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's what it is, bro. It's the mob mentality mixed in with the media providing your answer for you.
Some whole Bolshevik way of doing shit type.
100%.
Like, it's not even fucking...
100%, because the Bolsheviks were the minority, but Bolshevik actually means majority. That's what the word means. Yeah. And these people took the whole shit with the minority by making people think the reality of it was the majority.
Yeah, and that's so crazy, though, because when you... And, you know, just to make sure, you know, people understanding that, you know, our topic is just information that we've gathered that you could or could not be true. But a lot of people aren't going to speak on some shit like this when it comes to it because, you know, it might be taboo for a lot of places to speak on it. But, well, you know, you just want to keep it real. And, we know that Bernie supports, you know, Israel, and we know that Bernie is a Democrat.
It could be some bullshit, but at the end of the day, like, I believe if somebody makes an allegation that strong, you can't just brush it under the rug. You got to at least look at it, man, is true and you brush it under the rug?
Yeah. Well, they didn't. And why are some people's shits brushed under the rug or just, you know, oh, yeah, whatever. That's just some internet bullshit. And other people's isn't. Other people's gets a full investigation. Like you had that one. It's all because of a producer who said he did work for Diddy. And because he had all of these allegations that they even raided this man's place. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we know the FBI and them motherfuckers, they don't raid places to find evidence. 9 times out of 10, they raid places to hide evidence. You know what I mean? Like, because the
FBI raids you to take your ass in. They don't need no evidence.
Bro.
I mean, they could gather evidence all they want. And I'm obviously not an FBI agent that's raiding somebody's place. But I know a lot of people because I live near FLETC, Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. And I talk to a lot of them, bro. And your mom, you know, hey, I'm sure you've heard some stuff from your mom. You're the FBI agent.
I can tell. So, I mean, I'll tell you. I'll snitch now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll snitch on the FBI right now, nigga. Like,
I'm snitching on everybody. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of not snitching.
I just want to keep it real and honest. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting sick of people just not being real and honest. And then, you know, because you'll get things like, oh, Bernie Sanders is a rapist. Now, he may or may not have done some shit like this. But like you said, though, it's nothing that we should swoop under the rug because we didn't swoop it under the rug for Bill Cosby. We didn't swoop it under the rug for P. Diddy. We didn't swoop it under the rug for any of these motherfuckers. Other people, you know what I mean, that's been R. Kelly, allegedly, you know, Bill Clinton with his multiple kids around the United States that say that, you know, that they're fucking kids of fucking Bill Clinton. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much fucking crazy shit that you could fucking, you know, that all should have been investigated just to be like, all right, you know, this isn't real or it isn't real. But then it takes it back to them wanting you to create this, you know, like we talked about yesterday, them wanting you to believe in this reality that they've created for you. It's just one big old play, you know, like Shakespeare wrote it. You know what I mean? And it's kind of, to me, you know what I mean? Like, depending on how you want to look at it, it's just like, the beautifulest, ugliest painting. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's fun for me because it's like, man, what are the odds, right? You know what I mean? Like, what are the odds that
30 years later.
Yeah, yeah. What are the odds that the best place in the world isn't the best place in the world? Right. You know what I'm saying? They're saying like what's been put out for us, you know? America's like the best, number one place to be, right? You know, like what if it isn't though? You know what I'm saying? Like what if it really isn't as, you know, great as, you know, it's been panned out to be, you know what I mean? Yeah. You
gotta, or what if heaven was hell and vice versa? Well, I always right. say that. What got if to we're go purgatory back
right now? Right. What if this is all supposed to be? You know what I mean? Like that shit's so nuts to kind of, exactly. It's like if anybody could get it though, I guess that's what is being put out there. You know what I mean? Anybody could get it right. from.
Well, it's funny too how, I don't know about this dude, bro, but this guy, Cat Williams, and this guy, yeah. Alex Jones, both of these guys. Right. Right. Now, it seems like every time they say some shit, wait about 2 or 3 months and it's going to happen.
Yeah. Old man said, Cat Williams, from not enough information to way too much information. And I think, yep. you know, that's a testament to that, though, too, because when you got Alex Jones and Cat Williams talking some shit, but then like what has this always been something that's happened? And then we just don't know about these people, or like we just right. don't get to see, you know what I mean? Like, see, that's another question that I would say, like, obviously we know some blackmailing type shit has been going on forever. Right. We know that since like the beginning of time, because we went all the way back to fucking the ancient Khazarians, you know what I mean? We already knew so in the Russians and then all that other in war, you know, we already know that a lot of this shit's got a lot of blackmail and fuckery involved in it just from the evidence. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. This is not my opinion. This is just based on the actual information that we are now have access to. Like old man saying, you know, we went from not enough information to having all of the information. I think the switch was so fast that there was a lot of information that kind of got lost in the sauce, and then like 30 yeah. years later it pops up and you're like, holy shit, what up, Light Bright?
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, the next one is definitely gonna get you lost in the sauce. So Coachella 2024,
oh shit,
Doja Cat had a performance for her song Wet Vagina. All right. Now, check it out. I didn't even know she had a song called Wet Vagina, but I do now. And if you could see the video that I'm looking at right now, you would see why why it's called Wet Vagina and why she's performing to it. But anyway, so it was a memorable moment that showcased her unique style as an artistic expression. During her headlining set at Coachella this year, April 14th, she closed the show with a provocative performance of Wet Vagina. Kind of sounds like the WAP, don't it? Wet yeah, ass pussy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just maybe sophisticated.
All right, so. Right. Which involved. Vagina. Yeah, right?
I'm sorry, y'all.
So basically, she was on stage in a mud pit.
Right.
And she had obviously dancers with her. And this performance was part of a larger, visually stunning set that included a giant mechanical dinosaur skeleton, a mud pit, and backup dancers dressed like none other than fucking Yetis. I don't even know. I don't know. Whoever put that together.
No, y'all don't want it. Yeah. Let me stop.
Exactly. So Doja Cat's performance was praised for its creativity and energy, despite some criticism for avoiding her more popular radio hits. So I guess people were mad that they didn't get to hear more popular songs, but she had a better or a different agenda, which was to basically be damn near naked
right.
in a mud pit performing Wet Vagina.
Wow.
And so
I want y'all to know that all of that has symbolism in this type of fucking industry.
100%.
We may like to say, you know, the conspiracy theorist is right on these type of things, because it's never just what it is. It never has been what it is. And maybe you don't believe me. You don't have to believe me. You just go and like just get the facts and understand where all of it originates from.
Kosica, you need to Light Bright and old man, y'all need to look that video up. You'll see what I'm talking about. You're like, dang,
I seen it. It looks like a fucking, you know, ritual, man. It looked like some mm-hmm. fucking primordial pit. Wet vagina is a symbol. Vagina is a womb. You know what I mean? It symbolizes the primordial essence of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's it was all symbolism. I mean, and everybody be like, oh, Doja Cat crazy because, you know, she went crazy. She shaved her head and started making songs about the devil and shit like that, right? And it's like, man, y'all don't fucking get it already? You know what I mean? Like, it's all a play. You know what I mean? It's all a play. Like, she might not worship any fucking thing. We don't fucking know. Yeah. She just fucking out here.
She might not even shave her head. She might have been wearing wigs the whole time. Oh, man. So, just to jump right over, so you know, we got Doja Cat in her head and her brain now dancing half naked in the mud pit, and we'll switch over to, in a recent coffee shop confrontation, actor Alec Baldwin found himself in a heated exchange with an anti-Israel agitator. The agitator, demanding that Baldwin say "Free Palestine," repeatedly harassed him, even bringing up the Rush shooting incident. You know, okay, so everybody should be familiar with that, but Alec Baldwin, he shot somebody, and he's still awaiting, I guess, his sentencing or trial or whatever, but the person that was in charge of the stunt, stunt equipment or whatever you want to call it, and the gun, they went down.
It was like one of those Shakespearean plays, literally, where it's like the assassin replaces the gun, the fake gun, with a real gun, and they assassinate the dude that they're, you know what I mean, the actor on accident. Right. It's like, oh, it's all an accident. Like, you know, like one of them. It's like literally like it's a scenario in the video game Hitman. I don't know if y'all might played Hitman series, but there's a scenario where you have to switch the gun out, and it's wild. It's wild that, you know, that's just me. When I look at that shit, but yeah, you're right though. Go ahead. I'm sorry about Alec. But I think that's wild though, that the dude can't have nothing to eat. Like, not to say that I agree with anything that's going on over there, but he can't fucking be in a coffee shop without being harassed and motherfuckers telling him he got to say some shit.
Right. The situation escalated when Baldwin reacted by smacking the agitator's phone. So he's probably going to get sued for that. That was probably their whole agenda.
Right.
You know, oh shit, there's Alec Baldwin. Let me piss him off and let him hit me.
He openly supports Israel. And then there's been this fucking crazy ass fucking protest. You know what I mean? Where people are doing wild shit, you know what I mean, in the name of, you know, protesting for Palestine. And I honestly, man, it kind of pisses me off. I ain't even gonna fucking cap.
I kind of sit back and just kind of laugh a little bit, because I'm like, man, y'all motherfuckers talked all that shit, right? And now it's coming back to you, and it's literally the monster, the beast that you created, which was go out, protest, make noise. We support all that. Now, just like remember we was talking about yesterday, what happens when the majority becomes the minority and everything flips?
But bro, if somebody come pushing up on me, bro, all right, let's just say, I'm gonna just put it in perspective. If somebody come pushing up on me like, oh, are you Jason Curtis from SOTOV? You better say that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. You better take back everything that you done ever said about, you know, da 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 da. You better say it right now. And then got me on camera. Like, if you don't say it, you know, da 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 da. Like, you know, it's like what? Like, are you fucking serious? Like, I might smack you, nigga. Fuck smacking your phone. I'm like, get the fuck up out of my face before I beat your ass. Like,
no, I get it. But you know? The thing is, what I mean is, like, Alec Baldwin and all Hollywood have pushed and promoted protesting violently and rioting and shit like that. Right. And now it's just kind of funny to see it come back on him. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, do you still want him to do that? now you want him to stop. Okay. Oh, okay. We got you, bro.
It is very hypocritical how that shit fucking works. And I've seen a lot of shit that's been going on about that type of shit. You know, like I've seen people like making the posts where, like, people been standing up and clapping and then holding a fist up. Like, I don't, like, in support of Palestine. Like, I never even understood, like, half of this shit, like, that people are protesting about. Like, why don't they do something? I mean, why don't they hop on the plane, go over there, and help them?
Right. Like Costigan said it's like the defund the police movement when all of them had security guards and fences and gates and shit. Exactly.
You gotta look at, like, what's, like, that's crazy that people are literally basically pressing quote-unquote celebrities in public about some shit that's going on thousands of miles away that none of them really personally have any control over themselves. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? And, like, what the fuck? That now, and you have a whole society of people, right, who are making TikToks and videos of them clapping and standing up just to try to raise awareness and support about that shit. But like, what the? It's like watching videos about those kids. Oh, 50 cent a day. Like, you know damn well nobody was sending 50 cent a day to these motherfuckers, bro.
No, they got the ones. You know, I hate to say it, but the ones that are asking donations for dogs, they probably get more money than the
ones. I'm just saying, I don't know, man. It seems like it's all just a facade anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's just literally, you know, you're watching it and it's like, is this even real? You know what I mean? That's what I mean by, like, the reality isn't even real. Because, like you said, like, you got the pot calling the kettle black every time you turn around. You got, you know, health departments that don't heal people. You got everything does the opposite. You know what I mean? So it's like, reality can't be real if this is a duality. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's just nuts. I couldn't imagine being that famous though. You know what I mean? Like, where people are literally pressing me about my opinion on some fucking shit that I can't control. To the point where they you know what I mean? They make me want to smack them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like
I guess in that case, it's like, you got to take the good with the bad, and you got to say, okay, I'm Alec Baldwin.
Was that guy who
I just got to just walk away. You know?
Especially if you was the guy who was talking about we should protest or push up on people. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I would be standing there, and I'd be like, I'd laugh to myself, and I'd be like, damn, this shit came back to bite me in the ass.
I created my own monster, right? But that's what we normally do, though, right? We do create our own monsters normally. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking funny. When you see that.
Yeah, because at any time, the monster that you think is on your side, society can switch, like we were talking about yesterday, at the snap of a finger, bro, blink of an eye. And all of a sudden, the monster is at you.
Yeah.
Because when you're talking about people that actually don't think for themselves, they just do what cool and what the movement is and what this and that and the third is. Then it's like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we've been knowing about all this Zionist shit for how long? Went out there and started punching people and burning shit down? Nah. Right.
Well, I mean, because we're at a point, though, that if we would be the only ones fighting, and they would call us radicals or crazy people for, you know, trying to change some shit that's, you know, is completely evident that, you know what I mean, that's going on, you know? It's like when you catch your kids' hands in a cookie jar and they literally look you in the face and say, I wasn't stealing the cookie, you know what I mean? Like
you're like, the
situation is like life right now.
Yeah, like, oh, you're not? Okay, cool.
Okay, right, all right. Like, see, we talked about this before. I was saying back in the day, it seemed like they tried harder to hide it. But I guess it's more like what old man said, in that we went from not enough information to having way too much information. And I think that happened way too fast. You know what I mean? Like, we grew up at a point where we had Ask Jeeves before
Google. The internet changed everything.
Bruh. Well, on today, telecommunication. Oh my gosh, I just got chills real quick. On today, telecommunications is, you know, without what was going on today with even Shakespeare and telecommunications, things that were happening today with both people. Shakespeare was born today, and then hundreds of years later, you know what I mean? Somebody was creating some telephone type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then that all was happening today. You know what I mean? We're coming to realize, like, these motherfuckers kind of fucked us up for real. But it's maybe it was just a little too fast. You know what I mean? Maybe it just happened. It happened in the blink of an eye, because we went from having to use dictionaries and encyclopedias. Like, when I was used to write music when I was 10 years old, guys, like, there was the internet, but like, it wasn't like this. Like, it wasn't like, you know.
Right. Well, it's like the internet and then social media. And when social media hit and became so fucking, you know, Facebook, basically, Facebook and Twitter, they're the ones that really popped it off. But like, man, before that, I mean, you actually had to do some actual digging to find stuff. You know what I mean? Yep. And now it's like, it's just right there in front of your face, and it's 20 of them.
But then now,
which one you want to know about?
Wait, no, that was back then. But now it's like, you can say, hey, AI, tell me the story of the ancient Khazarians.
Yeah.
And it'll chronologically give you history that has been hidden from us forever.
Right. You even still then, the person has to go to that AI and ask for it.
No, for sure. But because you social also media have to double check, though, too. Because
face. Like,
right. You can't just take AI's word for it because AI is programmed by whom?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of the people that's in charge. So, like, when you hear these stories, like you're talking about with Bernie Sanders, and then even with this shit with Doja Cat and then Alec Baldwin, and then the whole Palestine shit, like, it's all, like, could be some kind of George Orwell 1984, you know, Orwellian type of fucking shit going on. Like, it's literally a play. Happy birthday, Shakespeare. Literally a play, you know what I mean? Like, but the internet, you're right. The internet took us from one level to like a whole different level of just look it up, just Google.
Well, that's like
you had that Google it phase. It was Ask Jeeves.
And the next thing that like that is going to be the whole the way people get money and the way people spend money and the way people save money and the way people trade assets. It's all going to a digital. I know most money and the way people trade on the stock market is digital anyway. Right. But I'm talking about a whole different type of digital assets.
Right.
And one of the other things I wrote about was fucking in Paraguay. They're doing a experimental legal tender for Bitcoin. So that's another nation state or country, whatever you want to call it, that is basically using Bitcoin, not as the only, but is, you know, it can be used as legal tender. Right. And so eventually we're going to, you know, just like the internet, you know, Bitcoin is part of the internet, kind of, not really, but kind of. And so when you think about how much our lives have changed from just the internet, from AOL days until now, just think about how Visa cards changed everything, right? From when you had to put them in that metal thing and slide them to now it's like a tap, you know what I mean? Or you can use your phone, Apple Pay, whatever. AOL, just boy. Think about all of the stuff. Remember sending
them messages? So I'm talking about ASL, age, sex, location. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You want to holler at somebody. Yep, that's all you want to do is talk to people. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just the money's going to change. The way it moves is going to change. And the way people can invest is going to change. Look
how important the people are. Like, I think, you know, a lot of times we talk about a lot of the shit we fuck around and find out. And if for some reason, like, it always points back to you. You know what I mean? Like, look how powerful we are that it's to the point where they've modeled even what's most important after our thoughts. Like, the most important thing to any company out there right now is our thoughts. So what I mean by that is, like, they have created so many devices and machines to gather all of our thoughts so they can sell us shit and make all the fucking money. You know what I mean? Like, that's really...
Yeah, that's what the data's about. For.
Yeah, it's data. It's information, right?
The data or the data, however you want to pronounce it. I mean, obviously, it can be used against you, but I don't think that's the actual thing.
No. I think that, like, most people want money-driven. Right. Most people want, just like slavery was money driven. And, you know, I got a few articles that I, you know, helped me write that have to do with, you know, that whole ordeal. You know what I mean? Just to give you guys give people a breakdown. I can't wait to when we start doing these. We're going to do the pre-recorded shows and get our audio edited. You know, we have a producer who can, edit all our audio and shit like that. And we want to fucking start doing a real dope ass production. But yeah, but that's just a good example of it. You know what I mean? And it's fucking nuts how all of that's now at our fingertips. You know what I mean? Without you don't gotta go to a library anymore. You don't have to go and interview people who
Think about it, bro. Like, okay, so you could take your phone and you can access all of the libraries in the world. That's ever been in the world.
Yeah.
Every book that's ever existed that's been recorded through history, right. You can get access to it and its contents from your phone. or from your computer.
The only problem is that some, just like with music and art, which is crazy, some shit isn't available in certain countries. You know what I mean? So it's like, even in America, you know, you can't purchase the Anarchist Cookbook anymore. You know what I mean? It didn't used to be like that, obviously.
Right. You know, unless you use a VPN, and then you can do whatever you want.
which is just, it just shows that the reality, the duality of the reality.
Look at it. It's built right there for you, and yes, you're given the rules. But then there's also a VPN up under here that if you don't know about it, you can't do it. But yeah, the people that know about it, it's completely legal.
Right. And like somebody will make you feel like you're doing something wrong for doing that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I guess.
You know what that is? That's caller ID for your computer.
Yeah.
That's what it is. A VPN, and your phone is a computer too. So just like back in the day when you used to use caller ID or call block.
Yeah, call
you
block.
Block your number. You
star
know what I mean?
Or star 82 or some shit
whatever
like that.
Whatever it was, yeah. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I'm gonna block my number so they can't see it. That's just what a VPN is, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But think about it. Eventually, those number blockers went away.
It's not illegal for them to gather your information, and it's not illegal for you to hide your identity either. You know what I mean? So, like, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like I said, it's a duality. They can't do one thing and not the other at the same time. Right. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing is the mass population, either it takes a long time for them to learn about how to block your number or how to block your VPN, use a VPN, virtual private network. So the masses don't get caught up until it's already changing. And then the masses get the old shit. And then the people that's own into technology or the people that's backed it, put money behind it or whatever it is, they're already using the new shit. And by the time they're ready to switch, the masses get that version of it.
Yep. Well, we've proven that the government has been, you know, about 200 years ahead in technology since the get-go. You know what I mean? It's like how we got a bunch of songs that are just sitting here ready to get released. You know what I mean? And we just stacking them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all they do. They stack up the technology. And when they see we've reached a certain level, they give us the old shit. They give us the hand-me-down shit. You know what I mean? Like, so we already know these cats has been.
And the government is way bigger and much smaller than you could think of. Sometimes it's like, well, what is the government? You know what I mean?
You talked about Alec Baldwin.
The federal government, bro?
Yes.
12 million people. Wait, the federal government. The United States of America employs 12 million people.
No, you're killing me because you give me goosebumps. Because, nigga, I was going to say, I was just trying to find out why everything we talked about today, why we were talking about it, right? And then I circle back to the fact that, God damn, all of his link. You're saying you're talking about the federal government, okay? So with everything we talked about from Bernie Sanders to Doja Cat to what else we had, Alec Baldwin, right? So all of these recent activities, right? And then we talked about the federal government, how they literally have a department for movies and for film and music. So like they have a whole department from which we pay tax, they use taxpayers' dollars for entertainment, for the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. They've been a part of many, 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 many productions that we have no idea that our own government has been part of these. But Transformers,
TV shows, newspapers, magazines, songs.
Music,
tours, they put together Coachella, all these artists together, right? Coachella's, movies,
holy shit.
What's at the bottom of the ocean compared to what's in space, compared to where the moon really is, compared to the head of NASA says, we don't know what's on the other side of the moon because it's always dark. That's what the dude said. And then he said, and we're not going to the back of the moon because that's where China's going. And he said, we're going to the south pole of the moon because we think that's where the water is.
Oh,
I don't know why China's going to the back of the moon. He said, because it's always dark back there.
Bruh, they said, but wait. Well,
they tried wait, to get some more info out of the dude, and he was just like, I don't know.
And then they still didn't answer the question why the moon was tilted like 70-something degrees. Like, the two craters that are supposed to be, if you're looking at a circle, it's supposed to be at the upper right-hand part of the circle. Or not.
So the moon don't spin.
Bro, the moon spin, but like for it to spin like that, though, how does it spin?
No, but I'm just
like,
saying, if the moon don't spin, how the fuck don't. Is one side? Well, then why? Yeah. Okay, so the moon just sits there.
Kind of like a satellite. Bro.
And one side is always dark. Pointing that is at dark. Us.
Yeah, one
that
side
just
is
don't
always
make no damn sense, man. Everything else is moving, but the moon gets to sit still? Nah, bro. Come on.
What's so crazy is that for it to orbit the way it orbits around us, it would have to change its trajectory, and it would have to change how fast it's going to get out of Earth's way every time. If we're spinning like that around the sun, right, and it's spinning around us, it would have to get out of our way. And it will also have to catch back up to us. You know what I mean? But they also say, oh, well, that's because we pull it a certain way. But like,
right.
I don't.
But also, when something's spinning, there's never one side that's always unavailable to see. Right. If something's spinning, that means you get to see the whole shit.
Right. I mean, Earth.
I don't understand. Like,
I
don't know.
I say that to people all the time, because I'll be like, yo, if the Earth is spinning, right? Old man says it faces us as it goes around. Yeah, I get the heliocentric design. I get what they're saying.
I don't get that, to be honest.
No,
with you.
Yeah, I no.
I don't. I honestly do not get how we only see one side of the moon the time.
No, I can get that, right, to a point. You know what I mean? But what I don't get is that if we're spinning, how come, you know, the stars don't change? Like, if we're literally traveling through the galaxy, you know what I mean, at this rate of speed, and then we're also spinning, how come, you know, I always see the Big Dipper and I always see the same set of constellations? You know, that's what fucks me up. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that shit. Like, okay, I could get maybe, you know what I mean, in a vacuum, how the moon might be stationary itself. Also, because I personally think, it's my opinion, don't take me wrong, I personally think the moon is a satellite of some sort. That's just me. Or it could be a hologram, because it doesn't look the same since when I was a kid. I don't know what the moon is actually now. What up, Bruce? But so that's why I'm saying, like, it could do that, you know, because I think it's not what they say it is. You know, I think it is a satellite type shit. You know what I mean? I think it's something else. He said, you're asking a great question. Time to research. Yeah, for sure. And, right. I feel the same way about the sun, too.
Think about it, though. Like, I'm not trying to prove myself right, but I'm just trying to really ask the question. Like, okay, so if everything is rotating.
Right. I love fuck around find out Tuesday, by the way. Go ahead.
So how is it that we only see one side of the moon?
Yeah, if we're rotating, right?
If everything's rotating.
Well, they're saying that the moon isn't.
So why not then? Everything else rotates except for our moon, because our gravity keeps it just like that.
The sun doesn't rotate, supposedly. You know what I mean? Like, so the only
I'm talking about like planets and.
Okay, you're right. Well, we mean all the other planets, they do spin a certain direction. You know what I mean?
Moon just doesn't spin because it's quote unquote not a planet. And because of our gravity that our planet exudes off to it.
I think that it's not a rock. That's why I think it doesn't spin. That's my perspective, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm like, you know, it's possible for it to happen if it was like a satellite. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't what they say it was, then it's possible that it. Oh, so maybe it says the sun does rotate. So the sun spins on its axis. Okay. So wait, you know, we can ask those questions. Okay. The sun does rotate. Bruce said, when I was young, I never remember seeing the sun and the moon out at the same time. Now you can see them both in the sky twice a day. See, that's crazy. Yep. See, I've seen that happen before when I was younger, but what the moon didn't have this like blue, like holographic ring around it when I was young. It was more of a natural sunlight, almost reflecting of the natural sunlight. It looked like it was doing what they said it was doing, which was reflecting the, you know, natural sunlight. But nowadays, if you look up at the moon, on most nights, there's like this blue shine around it. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem natural. And I've always, and it makes my vision fucked up. It fucks with my eyes. Like, I don't like the way it fucking looks. It's weird.
You might need to just get glasses or something.
I might. I do. I do have a fucking stigmatism in my right eye. So I might need to get my prescription filled again. But and I'm getting
okay. Older, so but, it's just yeah. So it's just, I guess it's just, it just worked out that way that everything rotates except for the moon.
Nah, man. I can't. All right. If everything, so Casca said, like all stars, our sun rotates on its axis. You can't tell because staring at the sun long enough will permanently damage your eyeballs. Instead, you could use a special purpose telescope. He said that's from Google. Okay. I seen it. I know a dude who studied the fucking sun, man. He never went blind. Ain't that fucking crazy? Yeah, so what the fuck? Why doesn't the moon? That's a good fucking question. Why doesn't the moon rotate? Why is there a dark side of the moon that allegedly China's sending a rover to?
Because, all right, so, I mean, I'm just saying now, like, okay, so we're talking about the moon's got water on it, too.
Right.
So then if it's got supposedly water on it, then maybe it's not just a moon.
But how do we know any of this if we haven't been able to leave low Earth orbit, according to NASA? That's my fucking question right there. So that's why I'm like, that thing's a fucking satellite or some kind of fucking projection of some sort. And I think the sun is a fucking portal. It's a goddamn aperture. And there's motherfucking certain energy waves and frequencies being pushed through that motherfucker. And then when it hits our atmosphere, it's like the fucking, that fucking, was it the Beatles album? Who was it? Well, whose album was it? Where the fucking light shined into the prism and it came out rainbow colors on the other side? Whose fucking album was that?
I don't know exactly
who the fuck I'm talking about.
Nirvana, right?
Nah, and I don't know if it was Nirvana.
Pink Floyd, my bad, man.
Pink Floyd, yeah. Thanks, maybe. Their album cover, I think that's what happens. I think the rays from the sun is passing through the prism of the fucking atmosphere and it's creating this rainbow fucking picture down here on fucking Earth on some type of shit. But I think that's my personal preference, and that's just based on this old dude, right? I love this. I can't remember his fucking name. I can't find his videos anymore on YouTube. They scrubbed the internet of him. But he followed the sun for 25 fucking years all over the globe. Literally followed the fucking sun, documenting it, you know what I mean? And that's what he came up with. And he said there is fusion happening, but it's not hot. It was just fucking crazy how he broke it down. It was fucking pretty dope though. And he used science to do it though. And that's why I fuck with him really. But it's just weird how that fucking works. You're right. And then what the fuck really happened during that lunar eclipse type shit?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree, old man. We definitely need to talk about the solar system, man. Is it really a heliocentric type design, or is that just a sun worship?
Think about this. When we was talking about how we used to not have as much information, now we got so much, and maybe it's too much or whatever. So think about this, man. When I was in elementary school, I was taught that there was a few planets. That there was our Milky Way galaxy, and then there's maybe a couple other solar systems out there. Now, all of a sudden, there's fucking trillions and trillions of solar systems just like ours, galaxies just like ours. Man. How did we find out all this stuff? Why? Because I've never heard anybody sum it up. I've heard people say, oh, we sent waves, we sent messages, we sent ships, we sent satellites, we sent all this shit. But so how did you count trillions of fucking galaxies then?
Maven says better instruments, and then my question to that Maven would be, if we have better instruments, how come we quote unquote haven't been back to the moon yet? You know what I mean? Like, why haven't we been back? We went one time and we haven't been back, but our technology is way more advanced than it was back then. I mean, maybe Buzz Aldrin's reaction, is that his name, Buzz Aldrin? I'm gonna just call him Buzz Lightyear. Buzz, because that sounds cooler. Buzz Lightyear's reaction to when they talk about it, he looks like, you know how when your friend, you got that one lying ass friend, he's not really a liar, he just over exaggerates shit to the extreme. And then he start to talking and you just looking at this nigga like, nigga, it was not like that. That's not how it happened, bro. I mean, it happened like that, but you're completely over exaggerating that. That's how he looks at everybody who talks about it. Because he flat out said, we didn't go. It was shot in a fucking theater. And like, we got to accept that to be a possibility. Because have you seen the fucking footage? Like, with the technology that we have now, like, we've debunked the fact that the video is even real. You know what I mean? Like, and that shit is even crazy to me. But like the old man said, when you got zero information and then now you have all of the fucking information, some shit's gonna get lost in the sauce. But yeah, like, you know, not saying that.
I mean, we're, I agree. Like, of, I agree, but that our the instruments, as she says, and the math has gotten better.
Me too. I agree.
Because of computers,
right?
Math has gotten better because of supercomputers, supercomputing. Yeah. But that would go along with the instruments.
China.
But at the same time, it's like, but you know, yeah, where's the actual like? Where do we know? How do we know? And why doesn't anybody talk about it? I got a question. Does anybody has anybody actually learned how many or why they think that there's so many galaxies out there and planets just like ours? And then if we can get something out there like that, why can't we go to the bottom of the ocean?
Why does Bill Nye, the science guy, the one guy who was teaching me science when I was growing up, why does he say that we can't leave low Earth orbit? Why does he explain it as it is a closed system? Earth is a closed system. There's nowhere to go outside of there. Like, what the hell does that fucking mean? You know what I'm saying? Why is he could say that shit? You know what I mean? And then they just play him off like a kook. And then other people could say it, like, you know, you just get contradicting stories. Like, you could even look up, you know, videotapes of these, you know, these astronauts on TV. And they're on TV saying you can't see stars in space because it's completely black. You know what I mean? But then, you know, but we can see stars from Earth. Like, how can they not see stars?
We're in space.
Yeah, in space. Like, that shit, a lot of
it. I mean, we're in space.
I don't understand. Yeah. Well, some people think we're in a...
Just because we get on a spaceship and say we're going to space, that doesn't mean we're not in space right now. Everything's in space right now, right?
Because we got about 3 minutes, right? And it's crazy. Yeah, you're right. Everything is space.
No, I mean, everything's floating around in fucking nothing right now, right? But so what is the difference in getting on a ship and going? I don't get it, bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, I understand the atmosphere and the colors and the way the light hits and all that.
This one dude, I heard, this is the first time I heard this theory, is I follow this one, just one channel on Instagram where it's just like a bunch of interesting space shit, you know what I mean? And the one dude, there's one dude has a theory that we are in the center of a black hole if space is ever expanding, because they say that's what black holes do. So it's like, it's possible that Earth is in the middle of an ever-expanding black hole. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way he broke it down is he used all the science that we already know about to be like, hey, it's possible that we could be living inside of a black hole and not necessarily in space itself, which is fucking another thing that you would have to consider based on the information that's been given to us, you know? But then it's like, when you start questioning it all, you know, it gets down to the fact that, you know, we haven't left low Earth orbit, like low Earth orbit. And it's crazy how we did it, you know, so many years ago, but we can't do it again, even though our technology is way better. Like, we got rockets that land themselves now. Like, this should be no reason why. Now, is that firmament shit real? Like, is there a dome over it? Is there an inner Earth? Are we inside of Earth? Like, how all these movies like fucking Hunger Games depict, you know, when she shot the arrow up at the dome, you know, and it broke the dome and it was like, oh shit, the sky's falling. You know what I mean? Is it? The Simpsons showed it when the dude hit the home run and he broke the quote unquote firmament and the water came gushing down through that in one episode. Like, is that? And the Simpsons ain't been wrong. And if government controls TV and movies and music, like, get the fuck out of here then. You know what I mean? Like, no wonder they use us to make the reality exist. That's how I'm seeing it.
I agree with that, spending NASA's money on war weapons. And I think we're doing it in space, too, which is freaking crazy.
Whatever that is.
Because then it's like, okay, so what is this space station that they're using? And then if there's a space station up there in the sky, right, that's being used, so then why didn't we were never told that they nobody ever knew nothing about Space Force until a few years ago.
Well, I mean, bro, they're so just they did all this shit with
tax dollars and didn't tell nobody about it.
And they just said that they announced a bill. I don't think it'll pass, but they announced a bill that they were trying to get fucking trains put on the moon. For what? If there's nothing fucking up there, why are we putting fucking want to build a fucking train on the fucking moon? Like, people are hungry right now.
Are we trying to go up there and mine shit? Like, are we trying to get water? What the fuck
do we need a train? Yeah, mining, maybe. Like, that's what she said.
Yeah. I get that. You know what I mean? But so what's up there then? Is it cobalt?
There's
is it lithium?
Something happening, bro.
Is it water? Is it fucking gold? Is it fucking what is?
Y'all should look up that story of when the moon made a ringing noise. They said
check this out, bro.
Like an asteroid or something hit it and it made like a dong, some shit like.
What if the
conspiracy theory type shit?
What if this whole shit is like Avatar, and we found some stuff on the moon that we want that's extremely powerful or whatever, and we're up there trying to mine it. So then that would mean like, so we get dibs on this part of the moon and then China goes to the dark side.
Yeah.
That's never seen. Like,
I think there's,
and I'm not saying that. I'm saying the head of NASA said that. I didn't say that. The head of NASA said, that China's going to the dark side of the moon. And the guy from the Congress asked him, well, why? And he said, I don't know. And he goes, well, what's on that side of the moon? He said, I don't know, but they're going to find out.
He said that they'll be the ones to discover it if they.
We're going to the South Pole of the Moon because we believe that's where the water is.
Man, but they ain't never been to the. See, and that's.
But think about this: why in the fuck do you need to go to the moon to get water when we have fucking gigantic filtration systems on this planet that can turn salt water or bad water into drinking
water? We don't need
water.
No damn trains on the motherfucking moon. Our trains is breaking down. Down here, what's whatever GP man, they breaking up, they breaking up, breaking down here. We don't need no moon trains, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We need some accountability right now on what the fuck is going on with this shit.
Man, because they got some trains.
Y'all don't think that we're mature enough species that that they couldn't tell us the truth about all of
that? No, I don't. That's just that's me being honest. Like,
yeah, no,
I think.
Sure. I think that's just a question that I had in my brain.
I don't think so, because like you got people walking around saying pro-Palestine, free Palestine, and I support Israel. And they don't even give a shit. If you really want to be real about it, they don't give a fuck Palestine or Israel. Man, these people out here beating the drums, carrying around shit, doing stupid shit. I mean, y'all don't care, man. If you care that much, check this out. Right? Check this out, bro. My wife's got a client, and this woman ain't rich, but she just got back from Ukraine. She goes to all over the place on this humanitarian aid missions, and they just basically pay for your plane ticket, and you go there and do whatever, blah, blah, blah. Instead of taking your ass out there and doing all that doom, 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 ch, doom, 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 ch, shit that they always do from these protests.
Right.
Get y'all's ass on the plane and go over there and fight Hamas yourself then.
Right. Or if you're against
or fight Israel, the IDF, the Israeli defense. You know what I mean? Like
GP man, people are gonna run trains regardless of the place. You absolutely
right. I understand about making awareness. I get it. I get hitting the streets. I get it. But you're right. People are gonna run trains regardless. It don't matter if we're on the moon, we're on Mars. Whatever. But shit, y'all. We've been trying to keep this thing to an hour.
Yes, guys.
So we're going to keep it to an hour. And we might start it a little bit later. Who knows?
Yeah, because I see a lot of people are more available a little bit later in the day as well. I see that.
Yeah. But we'll be back tomorrow for WTF. WTF Wednesday. What the fuck Wednesday?
Oh, man, hit us up about that. Maybe we'll do a collab on the Think High Crew or on your show, or maybe we'll run it on both shows and we'll make that the topic of discussion. What is the solar system really?
And Maven, you seem like you kind of know a little bit, or you said you like the combo about the planets, or this, at least the sun, at least.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in, you know, jumping in, shoot us.
We can
shoot us
an
email if you want, and you can be on the panel.
I mean, sure, we'll figure that out whenever time. Tomorrow it'll probably be the same time for WTF Wednesday. But when we set it up, just, you know, the old man could shoot with us an email, or we could all set it up through Tix Coalition that she got us in, and we could schedule a show where it's a collaboration show between us all, whether y'all want to pre-record it or do it live, and we can talk about. Yeah, we can talk about this, exactly what we're talking about the solar system and the planets, and are we on a flying rock or not? All right, have a great day, Maven. Hello, Tick. Yeah, anytime, we'll get it figured out, because that's a never-ending discussion right there, and it'll be a dope conversation to have a collaboration about for sure.
Yeah, but we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll bring some heat with us.
Yes, sir. Much appreciated.
We have arrived here via Einstein-Rosen Bridge, distributing knowledge in the village. Subspace frequency, pass through the tesseract, now it's 3D bio. Time to regain memories of the energies and frequencies. Go astral, then back to the universe, so we can learn to manifest eternally. You are more powerful than you know. Just open your eye and you will see. And you will see.
Yeah. I went to the origins of this. Connected my organs to planets. Opened my forces with forces from planets. Flow with the orbit to balance my zoomorphic canvas. I feel like a genius right now. I feel like I'm genius right now. It's bigger than Jesus right now. Fucking photons from the excess light to my third eye got me crystallized. Everything I visualize turned out. I be in this fucking prism like a symphony. Taste, color, make dreams in my crystal eye. Everything we ever learned was a lie. Marduk and Tiamat, may we collide? Spaces and spaces, dimensions get taken to places where only the truth can survive. Faces get taken, erased and replaced, where the only intention is living to die. Tell me what's the ticket on the LB. I got 21 grams in the pentagram, sitting like an Indian. That's how I gather all my energies. I was in this motherfucking Rain Man tripping. Geometrices all dripping out my brainstem. AM, I woke from the sound of the sun. I am fire and light, fire and light.
And I will not die because music is life. I am eternal, I'm vibrating light. Must find that balance, the center of these talents. Cause once I imagine, shit's dropping through twice. Spitting this ether that burns through this creature. Drop knowledge through ether with flames from your speakers. Cause when you look deeper and see past the preachers, turn the pews into bleachers, man, something ain't right.
When you look past it all and you say, man, something ain't right.
Yeah, in a God, he got world. Nigga, don't pray on me. I'm not looking for your savior for the remedy. I can't believe that another nigga saving me. Especially when that same nigga was sleep during slavery. I ain't seen a saved nigga that was really free. Nor a paid nigga struggle for a plate to eat. So when you enter this realm, just know that nothing's free. Frequency purge, feeling the burn. You know it's the fire within. Vibration turn, waters are poured. Now watch all my alchemy begin. I'ma mix a little feelings in this pen. Got some fresh blood and some shrooms for the tank. I'm about to write about the truth. Like coke was in the booth and we taking this love to the bank. They say we part eight, I guess they just saying we saying. I'm no longer playing, you fresh off the worship. Keep praising these corpses, I vibrate these organs. Keep building this fortress, I stay in. Infinite time, infinite rhyme. Infinite life, infinite mind. Infinite eye, infinite immortality and beyond. Whose I'm in, raw to the limitless.
It was seen theoretically first, meaning in logic, that the space that time doesn't exist has to be the point of origin. And it's because we still will never have answers for where did the first thing come from.
They want me to believe